No one knows just when someone entered Larsen Cave and scratched the letters BLT across a centuries-old painting of a red thunderbird. The act is reminiscent of another incident that happened 3 years ago in Adams County, where paintings more than 1,000 years old were covered in spray paint. Cloris Lowe, a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation, has seen the damage at Larsen Cave. He says the act might have been born more of utter cluelessness than malice against his people.
I'm not so sure they even recognized that there was rock art there. It's unfortunate because I don't think it was intentional vandalism. They did dig a hole there in the area right around the rock art, probably looking for something, you know, that Indiana Jones mentality.
Lowe says regardless of the motive, the ruined paintings pack more than simply artistic value.
Intrinsic value, religious value, scientific value. It has value for us to be able to go right to the heart and core of who we are as Native Americans and who we are as a society, both of Natives and non-Native people.
Lowe says there's no easy answer to protecting prehistoric sites. Some archaeologists want better enforcement and awareness of a 1996 law that makes desecration of antiquities a felony, which can inflict a maximum fine of $10,000 and up to 3.5 years in prison. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.